Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to listen to our shows and download and read the posts. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and leave a good comment on the show where you heard us. And don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Son of God manifested. It was prophesied, manifested, and the world beheld him. In the midst, the darkness of the Roman Empire, there came a light. Christian clarity in an unclear world. Clarity in Christ Jesus. The quality or state of being clear, lucid, easy to understand, comprehensible, coherent, intelligible, concerning the things of Christ Jesus and what he has done for all those who would believe. Bowing to Baal, uncleanness. It all comes down to one thing: bowing the knee to Baal or owing allegiance to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Rise for your miracle today. It was to a man, impotent, sick, diseased, who lay on his bed by the pool of Siloam. Antichrist America, the pseudo-replacement. While the anti-God, anti-constitutional, and godless hype pushes forward, many in America may accept it. I do not. Today it is not unheard of to have an elected official blatantly anti-Christian. And striving for faith of the gospel is more a reality today than ever before. Thus it behooves us to form a united front for the completion of the proclamation of the gospel of Christ to all nations. Be sure to go to danaglennsmith.com, where you can sign up for the Warn Radio newsletter. You can also visit the Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. Also, be sure to go to warn-usa.com for Faith Being Kept Classic Warn Radio Series. This Classic Warn Radio Series study is about his presence, having faith, and being kept during any tribulation that may come near. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, doing good, doing good. We've had a nice week, been busy, and we are working on the final proofs of the book. And so we're going through the cover and everything you got to go through. And when we get that done, then we'll be laying up for getting this thing published. So it's been a long road, but
yeah, it's exciting though. Getting closer to the end.
And I've got a special picture for the cover that I took myself, and I used that as the cover. I told them to put it on there if they could use it. And it has a lot of meaning to it, and I'll explain the situation around that pic. But it takes, the picture is from high in the mountains, about 3 o'clock in the morning. So at any rate,
the stars are brightly shining and the moon is full. And
yep. So at any rate, when you get the book, you'll be able to see it. And there is a story behind that picture. So at any rate, today we are doing our advocacy broadcast, and with COVID, it just doesn't get any better for a lot of the people. Continue to remember Bibles for the Mideast, and Pastor Paul and Pastor Peter, and even Suzanne, who's in the office. She's in the office in Canada. That's where she does her work from. And of course, Pastor Peter and Pastor Paul are over in
India? Is that where they're at?
Well, they are over there, one of them, and I'm not sure where Pastor Peter is, because he is the one that's in charge of the, you know, the head of the Assemblies of
the Loving God.
Yeah,
I like that.
And Pastor Paul is kind of the mainstay of the whole thing.
Is he in Pakistan?
Well, you know, I don't think he is. I'm not sure where they're both at.
Hmm.
There's really an effort, you know. We keep a lot of this. I mean, they keep it. I mean, for as long as I've been doing this, you never give locations.
And, right.
And you never give real names on a lot of these, because the enemy has smartphones, too, and they know what these people are listening to a lot of times. And so it's really important to keep the security. Victor Marks, who is another contact I came across, if you've never heard of him, you can Google him or something. You'll find him.
He's his all ministry.
All Things Possible Ministry.
Yeah, All Things Possible.
And so he has a lot of works and strings that he's doing right now. He works in a different area of Christianity than most, working to get people out of tough places. And right now they're working with others to get people out. And it was just recently that the Biden administration, I forgot which one it was up there, admitted to everybody that they did know that there was 453 individuals left by America. And it's unconscionable what Biden and his people did.
Yes, it is.
And today the news came out that one of the athletes, the women athletes, now see, they were supposed to go to the Olympics. And of course, then everything fell and Biden pulled out and created a mess. I mean, this is one of the biggest unmitigated messes that there is. I mean, this is absolutely stupid. And there's blood on Biden and this administration now for what they've done. They beheaded one of the women athletes.
That is so tragic. That's horrible.
Because they're young women. They're, you know, they work to achieve and better themselves. And all they can do over in the Taliban is behead people. And, of course, this is the issue we have here with the Biden administration. They don't know what they're doing. And all this COVID nonsense and everything else, they don't know what they're doing. And we've had infinite sources. again, these are top-of-the-line doctors and medical professionals who tell you not to take these shots. And now they're making them available to the kids. This is just absolutely beyond the comparison to anything. So at any rate, be careful what you do. Be very careful. Research it first. Up front, we're talking about Zimbabwe. Of course, Zimbabwe, you know, when we get into Africa, Africa is a mess. And the reason we're covering this is because it's been quite a few years now that they were having, and I'm not sure, I haven't read anything on it, but it's been quite a few years I was covering this, about the white genocide going on in Africa. And a couple of years ago, some stories came out again of white settlers, you know, original. These are guys that these farms have been in their family for generations. And so the blacks, radical blacks, are going in and killing them. And, of course, this is about like what's happening in Nigeria, where we have the radical Islamists who are going in and killing Christians. And we see a lot of that now. And so at any rate, back at that time, you know, there was a thing about what was going on in Africa and how the blacks had taken power and how the whites were then oppressed and they couldn't keep their farms and they were taken from them. Now, one of the stories is about Craig Deal, who had a family farm that was seized by the government. And it was seized some 20 years ago. And this is a true story. And, you know, you can fight, you can flee, or you can forgive. These were his three choices. And this is really a good struggle. I mean, this is one that puts your faith online. And he calls this experience extremely traumatic. The government forced him and his wife and children to leave their home and farm. And that farm had been in the family since 1948. And it was an effort to more equitably distribute land between the black subsistence farmers and the white Zimbabweans of European ancestry. And he goes on to say, we could fight, we could flee, or we could forgive. Some of my friends fought for their land and ended up getting killed for it. Most of my friends left the country, and no answer is wrong. But we as a family decided to pursue the third option, which was to forgive. We felt that if we chose bitterness instead of forgiveness, there's no country far away where it doesn't smell. And so he began to really be influenced when Matthew 5:40 came into play in his life, where Jesus said, if a man steals your coat, give him your tunic. And so to him, if a man steals your farm, teach him how to farm. And that's literally what he did. And I have a lot of respect for this guy.
Yes.
Never met him. He went with childlike faith into the virgin bush and into the virgin forest. And he sat there and he asked God, teach me how to farm. And of course, he did learn from that. And he learned about tillage. He learned about mulch cover. And, it, you know, even here in our neck of the woods, you get up in the mountains where we've spent time, and there's a thick, thick cover before you ever get to the ground. And that's a natural cover, and that's what you want to try to get. Because most people have the ground right there, and it's hard, but there is a way. So they call it a zero tillage technique, and he began working at that because he was a farmer. And they do have now foundationsforfarming.org, and there's a number of people involved there, a bunch of the Zimbabweans, the native, the blacks, And they have, he's working in it, and there's a couple of others who are the ones teaching others and instructing them. It really didn't go into where he's, what he's living in or what he's doing. He's just doing this. And he'll probably do it the rest of his life. But it's one of those stories, Tower, that...
Yes, it's amazing. And to be able to forgive like that and not carry bitterness, that is really huge.
And the one saying I liked, he says, I used to own a farm in Africa. And he says, now Africa is my farm.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good. And, you know, even here in America, this country's got to heal.
It does.
And it's not going to heal by the way the Biden administration is leading us. Because he's got nothing but a bunch of radical, like Bernie Sanders and others, very, very radical, communists, socialists, Marxists. And, you know, this is just not going to fly. It's not going to help America, and it's not going to help anybody. So you can check him out at foundationsforfarming.org, and you can actually look at it, and you can see this guy. Craig Deal will be there, and there's some others there in charge, too, so don't get him mixed up. Craig Deal, he's working with all of them, and they're working together, foundationsforfarming.org. It's a good story. And of course, this comes from CBN, and so you can go to cbn.org and find more. I like that story.
I do too.
You know, and
we all need to strive to be like that.
Well, you know, we report so many times on these radical Muslims who are killing Christian farmers right and left. And then you have the Taliban killing their own people. You know, these young women who are so talented, and these dipwits decide to kill them.
They're horrible. They're horrible, wicked, evil people.
And these are the people that Biden gave all the weapons to, and he gave all the planes and all the rest of the stuff to them, and he wants to work with them. And they want to send in humanitarian aid. Well, the problem of it is, you know very well that those that they want to catch and kill, they have a special Mujahideen, a radical force,
right,
that are specialists to hunt down all these people they want to kill. And boy, I can see him offering food and people get out there and getting caught and killed. So,
yep.
Now, and that is something. There are groups, American groups, European, and they are working to get people out of Afghanistan. And they're trying to get other nations to work with them so they can bring the people in there for a while, staging area. But the Biden administration, the last time I heard, was causing a lot of trouble with some of these groups trying to get people out. I'll tell you, there's no doubt about it. Biden is not a friend of America.
He is not.
And he's not a friend of anything here. Everything under him has gone up. All of his regulations, all the stuff as he's doing is making things worse. And he most of the time looks like an old man that doesn't even know where he's at. This is a guy that sadly is in there, and the radical Democrats are using him for their purposes.
That's true. That's a fact.
And things are so messed up that, like Manchin, and there's another gal that's with him, and I don't know how many others, they are just fed up with what's going on. And Manchin's withstood a lot of pressure up there. And he said he thinks he'd be better off as a Republican because they wouldn't be so nasty. But you know, this is where we're at today. We're in a nasty atmosphere in this country. And Joe Biden is no friend. Not at all. This is a guy you couldn't trust any further than you can throw him. And it's a sad case. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, I can't remember the exact number, but it was well over 200 briefings she missed with the president this year so far.
Wow. What is she even doing? Just traveling around, having a big vacation on America?
Yeah, she's doing things for the Democrats. She ain't doing anything for the country. You know, she ain't doing nothing. She, you know, Pence was up there all the time working on stuff.
Yeah, he was visible too.
But this woman is just,
she's always in hiding somewhere.
Well, she's down in, where is it? Is it Virginia? One of them that Terry McAuliffe is going for. He was helping her, and Obama was over there, you know, pull out all the radicals and get them over there, you know. I mean, that's really what this is about. I mean, if you don't want America, just vote and put people like Biden and Obama and others in, and by the time they're done, they're going to make you wishing that hell was here instead of them. Because that's how bad it'll get. And it's just a freaking mess. Your cops are leaving. You know, and I also seen today, there was a letter from in New York from the Firefighters Association and all them. And
yeah.
They put a letter up. I can't remember everything word for word. But they had sent it out, and they told the people that it's the next time there's a fire or you need emergency because you're ill or something, you know, we're not going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be gone.
That's too bad.
If you have a fire, we won't be there. And if you want us to stay, you better contact everybody here locally and tell the people in charge that you don't want them to do this stuff.
That's right.
I mean, it's a mess. I mean, can you imagine New York City with no firemen?
That reminds me of David Wilkerson's vision where he saw thousands of fires burning in New York.
Yeah, and he spent a lot of time trying to reach that city.
Yes, he did.
He said one time, he says, I own the streets. He says, I go wherever I go, and I'll go in the Lord. And he says, I'm not afraid of any of them. I come there. I do what I'm supposed to do. And he made it through all those years, even when he met up straight on with Nikki Cruz, who is really mean now then. But Nikki Cruz, thank God, today is an evangelist, been evangelist for many, many years. He's an old man now, an old man evangelist. I see his name pop up every once in a
while. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
And, of course, Tower and I know about David Wilkerson. We followed him. He also had a crusade in our town. And so at any rate. Now this is another thing. And humanitarian aid to an unhumanitarian Taliban. And I mentioned this a little bit. But the United States is going to send humanitarian aid. And now it's supposed to be directed to the suffering Afghan civilians, but this doesn't work. They've tried stuff like this before. And when you have a government that's hostile, and a government that's hostile to its own citizens, and they have such a dichotomy within, you know, the system, because they were free, and then the Taliban took over, and now all of a sudden they're not free. And I know if I was there, there's no way I would pay attention to the Taliban. I'm not going to play your games. And I would leave. And I would go somewhere. And I would fast and pray until God opened up something. But I sure wouldn't do anything with the Taliban at all. And to say that they're going to be able to distribute this humanitarian aid without it just going to where the Taliban wants it, that is, that's a laugh.
Yes, it is. You know, that won't happen.
Now, they say the country's on near total collapse, and there's also another problem they have now in Afghanistan that popped up. The ISIS an ISIS group that has been there for quite a while is increasing its own strikes against the Taliban because they want to find out if the Taliban is strong enough. So, you know, leave it to these radical Islamists. If they can't kill an unbeliever, they'll kill each other.
Yep.
I mean, death and bloodshed and mayhem follow them wherever they go.
It's just horrible. They're so wicked and they think they're righteous.
Well, you know, it's all them virgins in heaven that gets them going, you know.
Yeah.
I've said it many times. If you just read some of the what they do in the Muslim faith concerning this, you find out that a man wrote the religion. I mean, he did that.
The Muslim ideology.
Yeah. Because a woman isn't going to do that. You know, a male will write that. Well, you're going to have unending virgins. I think 70 is enough. You know. So what happens if you're there for all eternity and you've slept with all 70 and you want 70 more virgins? I mean, do the virgins suddenly turn back to being a virgin again? Is that the way it works? You just, you know, it's kind of like doing a game. You just hit reset.
It's so ridiculous. It's ludicrous.
Well, it is. It's ludicrous to me because it's not the truth.
Yeah.
We know who the truth is. The truth is Yeshua, Jesus Christ.
Well, and thank God some of them are coming to the truth.
And if you want to know of a good rabbi, Rabbi Schneider, you'll find him online. Rabbi Schneider. And he's a messianic rabbi. But he's out to reach people for the Lord and reach Israel as well. And there's more and more, you know, of Israel that's coming to know the truth about Yahshua. So folks, just these two stories shows you the major issues we have. And that's not the only issues. We are definitely in turmoil, trouble.
Yes, we are.
And you've got to be focused on the Lord.
Amen.
All the time. And listen to the Word, read the Word, pray, meditate, think, sing songs. You know, focus on the Lord, not on what's going on. Be informed, but just let the Lord give you peace and joy, because you need that. So, well, we do have another one up, and Tower has that.
Yes, it's Mozambique Child Soldiers. And this is a statement by the WIBR Warren Radio. Over these many years of covering stories like these, the use of child soldiers is nothing new. Years ago, this was a problem, and it always seems like Africa is the main target. Their culture, tribalism, makes it easy for these groups to infiltrate or attack and conquer villages that are not adequately armed against Muslim extremists. The results are horrifying, including kidnapping young boys and girls, boys to fight, young girls to marry and rape. The nations of men seem incapable or uninspired to do a thing about this. And this story comes to us from persecution.org and the Human Rights Watch, or HRW, reported that an ISIS-linked group in northern Mozambique, known as Al-Shabaab, has abducted hundreds of boys, some as young as 12, trained them in bases across Cabo Delgado province, and forced them to fight alongside adults against government forces. In the town of Palma, parents said that they watched their sons wield guns when they returned and other fighters to raid their villages. And Human Rights Watch was able to retrieve a first-hand account of the atrocities being committed by the ISIS-linked group from a former child soldier. And this is what he had to say. "We joined many other men and boys and were trained on how to use guns and knives to fight. They told us that we had to kill and fight for our land and to protect our religion, which is under attack in Mozambique. And then over the past 3 years, an insurgency has been rising in northern Mozambique, which has left over 2,500 people dead, 700,000 forced to flee. And through this fight, though this fight started as a local struggle between a gang and the wealthy businessmen and government who were taking the region's natural resources, it has become an international crisis. The rebel group has now been claimed by the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and is receiving aid from outside the country's borders. The government responded slowly to this growing threat and allowed the rebel group, locally known as Al-Shabaab, though not affiliated with the Somali group, to gain a foothold in the region. And so in 2021, this was the first year that Open Doors listed Mozambique as one of the worst countries in the world to be a Christian. So we need to remember to pray for our brothers and sisters that are struggling through this, that God will intervene and stop this wickedness.
Well, you know, that's how it works. Just like that.
Yep.
And they come into a region and they take it over. And you can't give these people an inch. And I've seen that. These governments do this time and time again. Remember the original ISIS that went through Libya, Syria, and Iraq? They had even targeted Erdogan and others, as a place to hit and get rid of them, because they didn't trust those leaders either.
Yep.
Unless you're strictly ISIS, you're a target. Now, some time ago, we did an article on an evangelist, a young man whose dad was an evangelist, very successful, and he was martyred. And this happened to be, there was three of these guys together. One of them was the evangelist, and he had two friends. And some of these others found him. And, to make a long story short, the one whose dad had been an evangelist, real popular, brought a lot of Muslims to the Lord, he was targeted because he was doing the same thing his dad did, and he was eventually murdered. Well, in a story out of Morningstar News, a Ugandan pastor being murdered, they have two men in eastern Uganda have been charged with murder in the September 12th killing of an evangelist. And the suspects harassed and threatened for his role in bringing Muslims to faith in Christ. And so I'm bringing this up because here we actually have them where they have nabbed a couple. Of course, the ones that did it, they knew who they were. So, it's important to understand that as we look at a lot of these situations, a great majority of the time, even if you know them, they are never brought to justice. Matter of fact, we've had reports where the people, the Christians themselves, were arrested when it was the others who caused the trouble. And some of the worst we find are in Pakistan and India right now. Now, the problem with Africa is they don't go in to just mess around. They go in to just kill everybody. So nobody has a chance to report anything. They're all dead. But Pastor Musan is the one that got killed, and he drew the ire of Muslims. And radical Hindus are the same way. You can draw their ire very, very easy. And in Pakistan, you got to be very, very careful. And years ago, when we were dealing with some other native pastors in India, There was a note made at that time. They said that when we have a crusade, we have to have it late at night and away from the city, you know, somewhere, in order to be safe. But, you know, I mean, India has been a dangerous place for people to go evangelize. And Uganda again, here you go. You're in Africa. Another bad place. You know, and I've said this before, the Muslims are trying to take over the whole of Africa. And they've got Pakistan, and they've got a lot in presence in the Middle East. They don't have India, and it's going to be hard for them to get India because India is so big. They won't be able to do anything in China. They won't be able to do much in Russia. So they're pretty much going to try to get the rest of it, and the other target is Europe. And now with Biden opening up America the way he did, the next target will be in America, and they will be doing the same thing in America they're doing other places. So thanks to Joseph Biden and the Liberal Democrats, you're going to have very rat. Now you pay attention here. I'm telling you that these people, we've already got them here, but we're going to get more super radical that will be here, and they will kill, they will murder, and they will do exactly what they're doing in Africa and other places. And now that you have these radical, state officials who want to get rid of all the cops, and then you also have the stupid COVID vaccines and these knuckleheaded leaders of these, for instance, the hospitals and the public officials, they're getting rid of them. They did that in New York. And so all your firefighters, all your first responders, your cops, there's nobody there to keep the law. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And this is number one. What's happening in America is class A Marxism. You want to overflow the system. You want to destroy it, make it totally bankrupt, and where the people are crying out for help, and when they get bad enough and starving enough, they will be willing to have any kind of a government. And that's where you're headed. That's what these people want. This is classic. And so make no mistake about it. If you're just sitting around hoping for this thing to get better, you better be prepared, because there's people around the world who are Christians who are getting murdered, and their churches are getting destroyed, and there is no peace. You are in a terrible time right now on this earth. And this is the classic, as Paul warned, the perilous times, the mystery of iniquity. This is happening everywhere. And so this thing is not going to be good. And right now, it's going to be by the grace of God that America gets delivered. And you remember that. There's no other answer here. You may think Trump can do it, but, you know, they're going to try to target him before he ever gets there. They hate Trump because, and the billionaires hate Trump. George Soros right now is starting his own media blitz to counteract what Trump is doing and others.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. He's spending, they didn't say the amount, but it'll be millions.
Yeah.
And he will be active to try to keep the voice of change that he wants. So this is the battle, folks. America is the key for them. If they can destroy America, then they've got it. See, they're pushing for a globalism. But you see, this is the issue. They're pushing for a lot of things, but it's not men. The Lord God is the governor of the nations. This is the way it works. And so at any rate, you better be praying for your family.
Amen.
So at any rate, when we go through this Eastern Uganda and we go through these other things, the names change, but the pattern's the same. You know it, Tower?
It is. And it's horrifying and it's disturbing to have to report on these week after week after week. I pray to God things will change for them.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to do something tonight. I did it this afternoon when I was praying for them because I want the Lord to feel God's love. And
you want the Lord to feel God's love?
No, them.
Oh, yes, okay.
And, you know, if you were going to hug someone, you would put your arms out, okay? Put your arms out.
Okay.
And if you're listening to me right now, whenever you listen, put your arms out. This will work whenever you hear it. And you say, Father, all around the world there are believers in Christ. There are others who are not believers. The whole of humanity right now is in chaos and trouble. Christians are getting killed. The enemy is rising. And they need your love and your peace right now. So, Father, I have my hands out, and in the Spirit, O Lord, I send forth the Spirit of God, for He is omnipresent. Give them our love, for we love them. Fill them with peace and joy. Let them feel your visible presence and Spirit in their spirits, in Jesus' name. And I rebuke that spirit of fear. I rebuke that uneasiness. I rebuke that paranoia in Jesus' name, and I speak healing and peace. Receive this and allow this to fill your soul right now in Jesus' name. All around the world, wherever you hear me, whenever you hear this voice, I am hugging you in the Spirit. Don't laugh. This is the Spirit of God that is going to touch you. And He knows your heart. And you look to Him right now as the Spirit of God bears witness of the living Christ. In Jesus' name, devil, you have lost. Devil, you are going into perdition, destroyed forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, for the Lord is our hope and our healer.
Yes.
He is the Almighty. And it is in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, that I speak these words. And I send this prayer out in Jesus' name. Father, love your people right now through the Spirit. Let them know your love.
Lord.
Father, I have known that. I have felt that. You have spoken to my heart. You have touched me time and time again. And in Jesus' name, we send this out by the power of the living God to go around the world. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you, give you joy.
Amen. That's good to remember. To pray that prayer for our brothers and sisters around the world.
So now, we're back in Afghanistan. And the reason I mentioned this, I mentioned a little bit. And I absolutely detest this. There's nothing I hate more than to see people murdered like this. But we know it's coming. God's seen the end from the beginning. We know that. We know those who were beheaded for the name of Christ and their reward. And that's why the gospel has got to go out.
Yes, amen.
That's why this program has got to go out. Because we deal with the gospel here. You go to our websites at warn-usa and danaglennsmith.com. You're not going to find news. You're going to find gospel. You're going to find Bible. You're going to find scripture. You're going to find that place where you can read, you can listen, and you can find the truth So in Jesus' name, you find these sites and be calm. The volleyball team is what it was in Kabul. Now, I seen a picture of the whole team before they got there, before the Taliban got there. One of the coaches of the national football volleyball team confirmed that Mujahubin Hakimi was killed by the Taliban.
That's terrible.
And her own family didn't know the exact time or matter. Now, following the Taliban's victory over Afghanistan's former government, female athletes in Afghanistan came under serious threat. According to coaches, only two members of the national volleyball team were able to flee Afghanistan. And see, that's the problem. And the reason that happened is because of Joe Biden.
Yep.
Because he pulled out. He left that air base, and China has it. This is the most damnable things that you could see. But you see, folks, your enemy would not be victorious in America if we hadn't fallen away.
That's right.
And you'd better understand this real quickly. If this country doesn't repent, there's no hope for it. And I'm praying in God's mercy, in His judgment, show us mercy. Because if God doesn't show us mercy, there won't be anything left. So, and then, see, yesterday, the headlines read that they had beheaded one of them. So I don't know which one they beheaded. And I don't know who this one is that got killed. But there's a bunch of these women out there, and they're hunting them down.
Oh, that's horrible.
And Victor Marx was saying that they've got this Mujahideen, you know, there. And actually, there was a quote there from the Taliban. They said our Mujahideen, which is like, you know, the special forces of the Taliban, they hunt people down. And Victor Marx said we managed to get one guy out, and he would have been dead as soon as they found him, but they couldn't get the family out. They couldn't reach the family, so they had to take him and leave.
Oh, that's horrible.
But, see, he would have been dead. He didn't have long. So the Taliban found out that he was successful in getting away, so they got the guy's son and tortured him.
Oh.
Sent the guy pictures of him. Now, see, the problem you have is they've got all these smartphones to keep in touch with their families. Now, we didn't know how much this was going on until we covered the 2014-2015 move of ISIS across Libya, Syria, and Iraq, because we were doing news at that time, and we were covering everything. And we found the news through all these people on the ground using their smartphones, sending text messages and little pictures and small videos. And so that's why you can have all these illegals coming up and be totally in control and talking to each other and being coordinated. Because most of these groups have a lot of money. So at any rate, these are the issues. And so then you've got the Afghan Christians, which many of them, there's a group of them that said they stayed around to be a witness and are prepared for anything. When you're talking about the gospel costs. It's not the gospel of America, where the purpose is a rich and in need of nothing atmosphere, where our main evangelists are multimillionaires, and they taught the gospel of prosperity because it works so well with America. You are in a different time now. These people that are hunting down Christians don't give what tinkers damn about your money, about your bank account. Because they're going to kill you and take what they can anyway. So you'd better get some repenting going on, and you better get close to the Lord and better understand Christians don't finish last and win. We have to finish the race, and we need to be first ahead of the sinners. You got two in this race, the sinner and the saved. And if you're running with the sinners, you're going to be in trouble. It's time for you to get out of there, and you better understand what lifestyle you're in. Because God is a holy God. Be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. So at any rate, pray for Afghanistan. Dear God, they need it. There's so many countries right now.
It's horrible.
And you can't pray enough for them.
No.
You simply can't. And you got to prepare yourself, because the blood is going to come. The martyrs are going to be there. The chaos is going to be there. But I pray that this is not the end. That this is just a little bump in the road and it'll get better, back to normal.
Oh, I hope so.
But the way Afghanistan is, it ain't going to get any better. Because we haven't gotten tough enough with the enemy. At any rate, Tower has something.
Yeah, this is a exciting story. It's Chin, the warrior for Christ. And this came to us from China Aid. Chin Wensheng is known as an evangelical warrior. He is from Henyang, Hunan province. And this is the way the gospel is spread by some believers in China. Chin is a Christian in a small group church in Hunan province, where he had been a drug addict for more than a decade before becoming a Christian and was removed from the gospel. He is enthusiastic about preaching the gospel. He often held up crosses that read, "Glory the Savior," and "Repentant faith depends on salvation." And he followed the example of other Christians in the church, traveling through cities and towns in Henyang, where he lives, and abroad, as far away as Tibet. To this end, he became a regular visitor to the police station. In the face of warnings and threats from the police, the civil syndication, and the United Front, Chin said he would not give up on the streets to preach the gospel, and he even aspired to go to prison to preach the gospel. And he spent the first day of 2021, New Year's, in detention, where he was detained for 10 days. And upon the day of his release, he and his 84-year-old mother took up the streets again to preach the gospel. Both Chin and his mother were taken to the police station. And he left a message for his friends. "Hallelujah! Thank God for His grace. Thank the Lord for His being, and thank the family for their loving prayers." After 15 days in detention in Henyang Detention Center for evangelizing this time, "I was safely returned to my home this morning by the police and the United Front Department and other leaders who have now left so that I can go, so I can now go to this gospel again." That's so funny. He wants to go back to the streets.
I know. I love this.
I do too. So he says, "Thank God for giving me the mission of preaching the gospel on earth and for the meaning of living. If one preaches the gospel, the Lord will save the sinner. If I don't preach the gospel, I'll be in trouble." And he also quotes the scripture of Paul, in the pre-Corinthian book 9 and 16 of the Bible, I preach the gospel without praise, for I am a last resort. If I don't preach the gospel, I be in trouble. You know, it's when people are delivered like he was, they know the Lord, and there's nothing, no power on earth is going to stop them.
Well, you know, that's full of victory, even with him being persecuted.
Yes.
You know, and this is what drives the gospel. You know, these, you know, and when we talk about Afghanistan, it sounds bad, but the Christians are there for a reason.
They want to reach the lost for Christ.
They want to reach the Taliban. And the thing
that shocked
me was the fact is that there are Christian Taliban there.
Yeah, me too.
They have a group of Taliban that know the Lord. And you know, this is just amazing. You know, because you think of the Taliban and others like they can't be reached.
That's what you think.
Yeah. So at any rate, we're coming down on time now.
Okay. Well, you know what's heartbreaking to me, and I've been thinking about this the last several days, is that how the state that America is in, and it's because of our sin, and we deserve what's coming. The judgment of God because of our wickedness. And I've been thinking about how it breaks, you know, it breaks my heart that people have rejected the Lord, and how much more so does it affect the Lord of people rejecting him for all he did. He gave everything for them, and they reject him, and they don't even understand how much better their life could be with Christ.
That's true. Well, you know, the Lord is in charge, and the nations are his, the earth is his, and the fullness thereof. Everything is his. He's the governor of the nations. He's in charge. And while the devil's, you know, is here having a field day, and while the Antichrist, the son of perdition, the beast, is going to be manifested, in the end of everything, Scripture tells us, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, they loved not their lives unto the death. Just remember that. We overcame, past tense.
Amen.
Through Christ. Hang in
Thank
there.
God.
Look to him. We overcame. No matter what the devil does, no matter what the nations do, no matter what Joe Biden does, you know, even unto death, they can't kill us and take away what God has given us.
That's right.
And so with that, we're going to have to say goodnight.
Okay. Good night, everybody. We love you. We appreciate you. We pray for you, and we hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. Have a good evening. Good night.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows, pass them around to your friends. Now, don't forget, we're on a lot of other places, and if you can get to both of our websites on the front page, we have some links to where you can find the show on other platforms like Spreaker and iTunes and many, many more. And we just got on a big Asian one of the biggest ones over in India and that whole Asian front. And it's going to be in the major apps. And we've been getting a lot of people through WordPress app, through a lot of others. So we're reaching people, and it was a long time ago that the Lord told me about the app and to target them that way. I've been specifically called along this many, many years ago. So make no mistake, we're going to win this, folks, in Jesus' name. So you have faith, be encouraged. Until next time, look up to the Lord. Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.